There we go. So, last time, what happened? Did everyone die?
I think they've locked us in a room again.
Yep.
We've managed to lock ourselves in a room. That's like, yeah, that's so typical to us, I guess. It's all Alex's fault, I guess. It's all the Wolverine's fault.
I'll live.
The correct attitude. So, we were missing Ed last time, since he was ill, so I'll start up with him so we can catch up to you guys.
That's right. Tolkien got their retconned behind schedule, so he's working to catch up.
Yes, you have been given a very quick briefing and pretty much kicked out. Hurry, catch up with them. They are going to the apes.
Oh, okay. So yeah, he'll walk from the helicopter to the trail, go across the trail through the inner fence, continue down the trail, head into the woods, and just walk towards the lake.
So he's following the road for a bit there?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Sorry. Organizing my stuff here at the same time, which means push to talk is a little bit annoying when you need both hands. Okay, let's see here. That is. Okay, so you are walking. I'm sorry, Ed. You're walking along the road. Nothing spectacular has happened. You haven't really seen many people around, but it's a fairly nice day. And as you're walking along, you suddenly feel something. And if you remember right, it's not good. You feel a rumbling in the ground.
Jesus Christ, really?
Really?
Oh God. Yeah. Oh, this is the trail. It's not like the paved like road, right?
No, this is the trail.
Oh Jesus. I will run as fast as my non-running legs can run.
Coward.
Okay, roll me a move.
Let's see. That's just agility.
Oh, you're not a good runner.
Nope. Just got my two dice for my agility. I'm not gonna push that.
So you're running. You feel the rumbling moving with you. The small rocks on the road, the packed dirt, it's crackling just as you run after you.
Do I know of like any hard, solid, rocky ground that's like solid rock nearby?
Well, there are large rocks just in the forest on the side of the trail.
I'm gonna run flat out to the closest one.
Okay, roll me a move again.
The first one that I think that it just can't get to me from.
Something large enough that you can get up on top of it, pretty much.
Yep.
And
It's a success. Oh, that thing just keeps up with me.
it keeps up, but you make it and you get on top of this large rock,
So,
scrambling up it for dear life, I'm assuming.
pretty much, worst that could happen is it's gonna probably destroy my tent and everything in my little rickety cart. But I'm safe.
So you're up on the rock, you see the rumbling, the ground crackling, cracks forming, and it starts moving around this rock, around and around and around, just circling, and it keeps going for a while.
Yep, no, this rock has become my home. It's my life now.
This is where you live.
And I will have a vision of the others escaping from a holding cell as I stare at the moving rock dirt around this.
Okay, so we're still a few hours to catch up until we get to the time where the others are.
Oh, that's fair enough.
So you spend a couple of hours sitting on this rock. It's starting to become really uncomfortable sitting on it.
Well,
It's a hard surface, but after a couple of hours, you've noticed that the ground is not rumbling anymore. It's been like a number of minutes. It's been like 10 minutes since you saw any last sign of this thing.
did I see waves of dirt going away from the rock?
Nope.
It's a shark. It has to keep moving, otherwise it dies, right? That's how that works?
Maybe. You don't know. This is a land shark.
I wish I had my staff. I would throw it onto the ground and see if, like, the shark strikes, but unfortunately, I lost that somehow.
Well, nature.
Yep. Oh, that'd actually be a smart move.
To try and figure out if it's still there in lying in wait or what it's doing. Okay, that's a success.
Lucky bastard.
Yeah, you
I'm
can't
going to push that one.
You're going to push it?
You know what? Sure.
Okay.
Oh, well.
You can't be 100% sure of it, but you're fairly sure that since it has gotten no indication of you for a few hours, it's probably gone to search for better prey because it has no indication that you're there anymore.
Fair enough. I'll get off of the rock.
Psych!
Nice playing with you, Ed.
Okay, new character.
Oh, nope. That's what happens when you're sick. Too bad.
Fair enough.
You're kind of sliding down, carefully putting your feet on the ground. Just, I'm imagining you doing this fairly slowly. Just,
oh yeah, no,
ready
he's...
to scramble up again if needed.
Yeah, no, he's definitely being on the side of caution here.
There are no signs of anything. There's
he'll grab his cart and start trekking back to the trail and up towards the lakeland.
You keep moving and you reach the edge of the lake and it's starting to become early evening when you reach the edge of the lake. And at which point I will switch over to the rest of the group sitting in their holding cell.
So how long has it been? Like, did they keep us here for a long time? Or?
You have been here for about an hour or so. If I'm not mistaken, it was during the afternoon that you were captured. So,
are there like windows or it's completely like a closed room?
It's a closed room.
Is there like any light source?
There is a small, tiny little small window. Not more than like a little bit larger than a fist sized.
Plenty enough to fit.
So you have some light shining in, and let's see, what's this? So what are you guys doing in the cell? Are you doing anything in particular while you're in there?
Is my bag with me, or did I take everything?
They took everything that they could from you guys.
Okay, well, I'm not comfortable. Like, I'm starting to having flashbacks of, like, before with the Watcher. So I'm just, like, pacing, like, all around the room rapidly. I'm just really nervous right now.
What's the next moves, Faraday? These are your friends.
Yeah, some friends.
Well, unfortunately, as we're going to have to plead our case in front of the council and... It'll be
what
on there.
What is it our business? Like, what does he want?
I'm not quite sure on why he took everyone else. I did suggest it could only be me, but it seems they'd rather make probably an example out of you lot.
If he tries anything, the only pleading there will be poor pleading for his life when I choke the life out of him.
He's a constipated little prick, that monkey of friend of yours, huh? Tell him something, and he's just sending us off into this dark room. Excellent. Great. Like, frowning. I don't like closed rooms and shit like that, and I don't like the dark, so... Unless I can dig myself out of it.
You guys are interrupted with a small scratching sound from the roof above you, near the wall where the window is.
Hey, quiet up there, we're trying to talk!
Shh, I think it's somebody's trying to tell us something. Shut the fuck up.
So, anyone keeping a look out the hole, or...?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Well, the window is facing outside, or it's like
I
a window
it's
on
outside.
The door?
It's outside.
It's at the top of the wall?
Yeah, it's pretty high up.
Yeah, we're too small. The only one who can look is the monkey.
Maybe somebody can put us on his shoulder, and we can look up like that.
What do we see?
Who is up by the window?
Can I, like,
well, if he can't see, then I'll go look if it's a problem of height, but I'll go ahead and let him check it out.
Are you helping him up? Because it's well above his height.
Okay, then yeah. If he needs it, if he asks for help. Otherwise, I guess I'll just look directly like a normal person. Okay, then yeah, I'll pick him up. And
so you press your face up against this little hole. It kind of fits your face, not your head, but your face can just press. And then there's nothing. Then all of a sudden there's another face on the other side. Upside down, facing you.
I'm like screaming, falling back.
Hey kids, are you looking to buy insurance?
Who is that?
You're not sure who it is. It's not anyone you have really seen before. It's someone pretty damn small.
Oh, I think I know who it is. It's that lizard Jimi Hendrix. What's his
Ringo?
Name?
No, Ringo. Ringo is in here with you guys.
Oh crap. I knew it was useless.
There is a small voice. Are you all in there? Wow.
Who is that?
Crosby, you recognize this voice. It's someone you were spending time with earlier today.
Oh, it's the monkey kids.
Yep, it's one of the monkey kids.
It's back?
What?
I don't know, like, everything cut for me.
Oh, well, I can hear you at least.
Okay, did it do the same thing for you?
No, not.
No.
Okay, weird. Okay.
So this kid is peeking in through the hole. His head upside down, like he's hanging from the roof upside down.
Hey, kid. In. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Wanna buy some drugs?
You wanna see a magic trick?
Yeah.
Listen, we'll need your help. If you'll help us open this door right here, I'll show you this amazing, amazing magic trick, but you'll need to promise me something.
What?
It's this magic trick is like only for adults, so if you'll show it to someone, they'll know and they'll take it away from you.
I'll get into trouble.
But how can I open the door? There's people on this other side.
Oh crap. Oh, I know. How about you and your friends? You'll make a campfire somewhere, and you'll burn something, and all the
I'm not allowed to make
no,
fire.
No.
I'm not allowed to you make don't... fire. I'm too little. Listen, you want this? And there's an arm stretching in with a piece of fruit.
No, I don't want any fruit.
I want fruit.
It drops.
Nice.
They're going to. They have started the meeting pretty much, so they're probably going to go come pick you up very soon.
Oh, good. Don't get him into trouble. Concrete.
Oh crap! All right.
If we escape now, there's no point. We're not gonna get any support for the resistance. We have two choices.
Shh! And they disappears. And you hear a sound from the door. Someone is at the door.
Okay.
And the door opens.
As the door opens, I say, "Whoa! Come right in.
Follow along."
I'm gonna use 10 points in Predator.
On which one of the?
No,
three?
It's fine. It's like the energy right, murdering yeah, your walk for no reason. We'll follow.
Say, come along, yeah.
So,
all right, so we follow.
They start leading you guys out. I'll put up the right picture.
Oh, no, that's a picture of my cock.
There. They start leading you guys out and out to the poolish area, and there's a ladder leading down, and at the bottom there are the Council of the Elders, and there is like an oil barrel where they have started a fire in it, and around it are pretty much everyone in the every single ape in the habitat.
Oh wow! Eesh. Ooh.
Oh, that's a gangbang.
So as you guys are led towards it, there's quite a lot of commotion. Mostly, you hear people yelling like "boo, boo" towards you. There's even one or two half-heartedly thrown rotten fruits in your direction. And now I'm going to skip over to Tolkien again.
He's in the crowd going, boo!
So, you're at the edge of the lake. It's starting to get a little bit dark. It's far from dark yet, but the sun is definitely setting.
Can I see any fishermen out on the lake that I can hail over to give me a ride on to the islands? Or do I know where the nearest like ferry location is? where I could get a ride over to the island.
There is no fisherman, but there is a boat, a small, kind of rickety-looking wooden boat anchored to where near where you are.
Okay, I'll go over to the boat. I'll leave my things on my cart there because I probably can't take that with, and I'll slowly boat my way across to the islands.
You only have one oar, so it's kind of like paddling a canoe, but you're not in a canoe.
Fair enough. Paddle a couple times on one side, paddle a couple times on the other to keep myself going in the same direction.
And you fairly quickly notice that this little rickety boat probably has seen much better days because it's slowly leaking in water.
Is there like a cup or a pail or something?
There is. Like, someone has taken a plastic bottle and cut it in half.
Yep, and every once in a while, dump out some water. You know, the things you do to keep afloat.
Yep, it's not leaking to such a degree that you will sink, but you probably have to empty out water every now and then, just for safety reasons.
Yeah.
And then a water shark appears.
There's no water shark.
There's no such thing as those.
Now you're just making things up. So, you reach the edge of the Ape Island on the dock there. There's pretty much no one around. But you can see some lights and noise coming from the smaller island.
I'm gonna walk over to the smaller island then. I know there's some land bridges.
As you approach, it's pretty much covered in apes all over the place here, around this kind of pool area. There's apes climbed up in the trees, hanging, looking down. There's some sitting on the roof. There's pretty much wherever they can climb to get a view of the things. But you're getting some very surprised glances as you start approaching.
I'm looking for Faraday. Has any of you seen him?
They kind of look even more surprised and kind of glance towards the middle there. And as you have gotten closer, you see that Faraday and the rest of the team is down at the bottom where with a number of guards and the Council of the Elders.
There's a council meeting going currently?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it about?
Oh, these traitors that are trying to, like, sabotage for us apes and get us all killed.
What are they trying to sabotage?
Oh, they're trying to get the Watchers to come here and kill us all.
Why the hell would we want the Watchers to come?
Are you with them?
Why would you think that I'm with them?
Because you asked we. You said we. Why would we?
Busted.
Don't talk to me like that, child. I need to talk to the elders. You'll just keep on walking.
Okay, you reach the edge and there's like a rope ladder leading down into the pit.
Why can't apes have everything on a level ground like everybody else? So yeah, Tolkien's gonna slowly go down the ladder.
Okay, so as you get down, Bor has started speaking. He pretty much seems to have ignored you for now. And it goes something like, apes, listen to me. There has been a betrayal. These ones, and he gestures to you, are trying to send us into ruin. They are trying to turn us against the other clans, against nature, and against the Watchers. Today, I've gathered you all here to tell that we need to make this stop. We need to stop this. So we can live in peace again. They are trying, these rubble rousers are trying to stop the peace.
Peace? You call that peace? That's living on the knees. It's quiet. Not living. It's
quiet.
Not peace.
So I quickly saw right through their plan as they approached me. And we've gathered here to decide what we're going to do with them. So what do you have to say for yourselves? And he turns towards you.
Faraday, you might want to take that.
All right, GM. What's the role for swaying people? Right, that's just to dominate one.
Yep, but I want you to make a case for it.
Okay, I will, no problem. I'm just trying to remember what it is.
Yeah.
To see if
Dominate is the kind of persuasive and manipulate, and no bananas, but some apples are being thrown. Mostly bad apples, just like they think you are.
Which is all apples, really, because apples sucks. I've heard the monkey people. I've heard of apes were once a proud people. You call this peace? People are dying every day. They're being kidnapped, tested on. And you work for them. The mechanical overlords.
So, what are you... Is anyone except Crosby going to speak up for themselves?
Yeah, I'll do something. My fellow apes, these statements are rather ludicrous. As you all perfectly understand, I've lived here for my entire life and helped this community out. I'd saw to the well-being of all of us. And I feel that I'm owed some trust in this situation to properly explain my case. As I had tried to tell my friend that this rebellion is going to continue on its own, even if we don't help it along. And it would be best to position ourselves at the helm of this so that we can, once freed from the Watchers, take a proper position leading the other tribes. That's how I'll start off my debate of this, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You want to roll for domination?
Not yet.
Or we're good? Okay, gotcha.
So as soon as you stop talking, another ape of the elders starts speaking. It's a chimpanzee, and Faraday, you know that it's Einstein 11. He's one of the seers, and he's been on the council for a few decades. I've seen what happens if we start doing this. It will lead to the ruin of everything. All of you, and he starts pointing at them, all of you will die. Every single one of you will die if you listen to these.
My friend, you've had visions before, correct? And they've come to be false or have been changed and altered by intervening action, correct?
Maybe.
Could you perhaps have a prophetic vision of what's to come of us if we don't help in this rebellion?
You don't get visions on command. You don't understand.
No, it seems I'm quite unaware.
I do. You should have a vision battle.
A vision
don't
off.
Worry, Einstein. I have the proper plants. We can have a vision.
Maybe later, but first we have to decide on this.
No, this is very important. We should not go into judgment of anyone without first consulting the fates. And he'll just stare him down. I don't know if I can dominate him that way.
Sure.
Like, trying to boss this seer around.
So, as Tolkien is talking, Faraday, you notice something out in the crowd. Yep, five players.
No.
So, Faraday, you notice something out in the crowd. You see Largo with her crew of mostly gorillas.
Okay. Are they doing anything in particular, like signing something to me, or are they just hanging out?
They are looking very... They're not as agitated as most of them around. They're kind of like a calm center in this storm of apes being agitated. Like, they're fairly calm, they are grouped tight together, and they give the, like, there's something definitely happening. They look like they have plans, or are they going to do something, or something is going on.
Okay, I'll whisper to the rest of my group that Largo's crew seem to have some sort of plan.
Your elders have sold you out. How much longer are you going to wait for your children or your wife or your husband to get kidnapped by the Watchers while they grow fat and old in their tree? They have sold you out. Maybe not all of them, but how can you withstand this?
Okay, so now
death
we're...
Death is not what's waiting. Liberation is.
Okay, now we're going to... I kind of want a dominate off here, and... That way, we decide one of you is going to be the main one, and the rest are going to be helping.
Let's compare scores, everybody. What's everyone's total for domination?
I've got zero.
Yeah, I guess I got 0-2. Did I not have time to?
I got three and dominate. And do my instinct is 5.
Do we have time to sleep or at all, or not sleep, but rest at all?
Not really. You were locked up for an hour, maybe two.
Okay, so I'm at 5.
That's also my total. So I guess one of us can roll.
I think Eddie said Tolkien had some pretty good.
8, but I did take 2 damage just now. So that brings me down to 6.
That's still the best right now. Yeah. So I guess you roll.
Well, I don't know. Did I dominate that other seer?
Yeah, he definitely backed off.
Oh, okay.
He kind of, like, you called him on, called him out on the vision things, and, like, his arguments didn't quite work as well as he thought against someone and another seer.
He was like, like, did your vision predict your stuttering? You stuttering freak?
Just start bullying him.
I just want him to take hard hallucinogens with me. I mean, sure, it's going to ruin both of our livers, but...
Okay, so anyone who has at least 1 in Dominate can assist.
Nope, I have 0 in Dominate.
Okay, so what is... assisting is just rolling, right? And we're going to add successes, or...?
Wait, who can assist what?
Anyone who has at least 1 in Dominate.
And I'm still nervous, like, we're not trapped in a room, but... We're surrounded by apes, and I'm still
yeah,
not
you're,
really
you're
comfortable.
Surrounded by the entire ape tribe, pretty much. Which is, I don't remember exactly how many people, but I think it's probably like a couple of hundred. So
we're just rolling, right? Dominate?
If the ones who are assisting roll first.
Okay.
I rolled. Is it just going to give a +1 or something?
I think it's... Quickly checking here.
I think you're giving him more dice or something.
Yeah, I think pretty much you give him 3 extra dice
to roll
your successes.
Now, do those count as dice?
Those would count as skill dice, which is pretty much what you always add if you get extra dice for some reason.
Okay, I'll roll then.
Is it worth pushing?
Well, if so, you should do it before him. Oh,
too late.
That's, I will push. I guess we want this one really bad. It's gonna hurt.
Oh! Damn!
Nice!
It went from 0 success and 2 trauma to 4 success and 2 trauma.
That was a pretty damn good roll.
So you started off all shy, and then you became like Hitler.
Hey now.
I gave details of my vision of inactivity. Names were called.
In terms of erotery.
Deaths were laid out for inactivity.
I wouldn't go around throwing stones, mister.
So, it was a very hard dominate, but 4 successes is going to do it. Because you were facing down an entire tribe. But the noise starts to quiet down. Pretty much everyone is calming down. And... Like, you hear that last one yelling something rude, but, like, you hear the first half, and then he realizes that everyone can see that it's him that's yelling, and then he just quiets down.
Yeah, no, Tolkien just stares at him with milky dead eyes.
That is pretty much when Largo stands up and just starts running. The thundering running with on all fours, just pounding the ground as she runs and leaps into the area, followed by a number of her crew. She just lands, gets up on her hind legs, and starts walking right into the middle, right out in front of Boar. Her crew is kind of scattering around the edges, spreading out, so they're covering a lot of the area. She walks up to Boar, looks down upon him. Boar, he's not a small guy. He is older, he's a little bit sunken, like, from age, but he's still not a small guy. Largo is huge. She's staring down at him, and just stares for half a minute, just this death glare. Then she turns around to all the gathered apes, and she starts talking. Listen to me. Far too long, these old farts have been ruining everything. They claim that the Watchers are protecting us, keeping us safe. But what have they done? They come, they take people, to who knows where. We all have a sister, brother, friend, parent, someone who's been taken. Everyone knows someone. These, and she gestures out with her ginormous black furred hand at the group. These are heroes. They have started the fight that we need to be in and help win. I'm ready to fight against the tyrants for our freedom. So, who's with me?
I'm lifting my hands.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. I do that too.
I'm lifting both my hands because I think it counts as two people.
So, there's this eerie quiet for a short while. Then you see one and another. And more and more of them start standing up and just raising their fists to the sky.
Do they go, ooh, ooh, ooh?
Now it's an eerie quiet. Just a few noises from them moving about, standing up. And you see it's a majority. A majority of them are now standing up. And the ones who aren't standing up are looking quite nervous. Then Boar starts shouting, "Arrest her!" And things get crazy.
Yes!
There is ape fists flying. It's a grand melee inside the pit there.
I'm gonna jump on Boar.
Boar has disappeared into the general chaos, so you can't quite see where he is right now.
Can I do scout?
Sure, you can try scouting.
Wow, no, I can't.
So we're still stuck in like the swimming pool, right? Like, or yeah, how do you get back out?
How?
Yeah, you see him. He is moving away. His guards have been are going into the melee, fighting. It's mostly his guards and the official guards of the elders who are fighting Largo's crew in the middle of the pit here. There are some other apes from the sides who are scrambling down. You can see this chimpanzee running, leaping from the edge, just throwing himself right, pretty much like a giant stage dive into the pit of melee fighting apes, just punching each other, ripping, nice, tearing, screaming.
Nice. And they're like, "Wah, wah, wah."
But you see Boar, he is trying to move away.
I'm trying to get to him slowly. I want to see where he's going to go.
You're trying to follow him slowly? Or he's trying to run away?
Yeah, I'm going to run after him.
Okay, roll me a move. If someone else wants to do anything specific, just let me know.
I'm assuming some people seeing me run might run in the same direction.
Yeah, I want to follow too, so I want to make a
move. Even though they might not know I'm running after Boar, people might be trying to stay as a group. Well, I have two fatigue.
She can take care of herself, I guess.
Largo?
Yep.
When I get fatigue.
Yeah, Largo is pretty much just have this orangutan guard lifted with one hand around his throat and just punching him in the face as she has him lifted off the ground.
Well, I'm not too concerned about her, because based on what Clay's described, it sounds like there's more people on her side than there are against her, so she should be fine.
Did we go after Boar? Did I get fatigue last game? From what?
Possibly? I don't know.
Did we sneak or move?
Yes, we sneaked from the dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I pushed.
That's a failure for me.
Okay, so, Crosby, you run after Boar, and...
Bush. Alright, I'm gonna take another damage.
And you catch up with him. He's old, and even though you're much smaller than him, you're much quicker on your feet than he is. And what are you going to do when you catch up with him?
Tackle him down.
Okay.
Well, I'm curious, maybe like stay on him to see where he's trying to go.
So you're just going to follow him?
Where on the map, where is he? Where is he going? Towards the building?
He's going towards that corner. There,
okay. Yeah,
there's no rope ladder there, but seeing as he's an AP, they're good at climbing.
Okay, no, I'm going to tackle him.
Okay, roll me a fight then, I guess.
I'm very petty, if you guys haven't figured that out yet.
Wait, really? Cosby's petty?
That's good enough.
So are you trying to do damage to him, or are you trying to tackle him to the ground? Like a grappler?
I think I do one damage anyway, yeah, and then yeah. I'm going to... Oh, the second one is going to be to grapple.
Knock him down or grapple?
Grapple. Gotta out-grapple a goddamn monkey.
Okay, so as you leap on him, he just turns right at the last moment so he faces you, and you see him drop something to the ground as you pounce upon him.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So...
you should be, like, dropping bananas as he's running so that you fall on the banana peels.
So, is anyone else thinking of doing anything in particular? Everyone at once. Okay, Rui, starting with you.
I guess I'll run together with my Wolverine. He's my body after all, so you know I need to take care. He needs to take care of me. So, and I don't want to be alone here in this clusterfuck. So, and he's like the only competent person / animal that can, you know, protect me in a way. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, shadowing him. And if I see him attacking some ape, that's, I'm just helping around by throwing some rocks or by basically jumping on them and punching them in the face or the groin or both.
So you're attacking Boar?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm holding Boar, I'm grappling him, and you're just going to arrive and...
Yeah, if he's holding like the upper torso, I'm holding his legs, biting his legs off.
It's gonna be hilarious.
Okay, roll me fights to try and grapple him.
We're just like, ah!
The entire party promptly decides to chase after him.
I don't have fights, so I just roll.
Just roll strength.
Pull on his arm, pull on mine. Oh god, what is he made of?
So it's base dice 3?
Yeah.
If that's your strength, yeah.
No, you took no fight.
Oh crap.
Push it. Nice!
Oh! Yes.
That's the contrary of nice. Wrong!
You pulled some important things, probably.
You start running to help, and then you just trip over something and fall face first into the concrete.
Crap.
Just like your name. Now you become one with the concrete.
Excellent.
Okay, so Tolkien.
I'm gonna dominate the crowd to try and make them stop having a civil war. You know, like, ineffectual old person yelling at whippersnappers.
Okay. Dominate them.
Wrong button to press. Here we go. And we won't be pushing that, otherwise I'm going to pass out.
Yeah, you're not getting across very well. Maybe one or two, like, stop what they're doing and just
look at
you.
And then they get punched by someone else.
And then they get punched by someone else, pretty much. But
this would work better if I had my staff to wave at them.
So, Faraday.
I already pushed and tripped, so...
What were you trying to do?
I was trying to follow you, following Boar.
So you lost?
Yeah. So I think I'm just lost in the shuffle somewhere.
Yeah, you failed your move to get after, or...
Yeah, and I already pushed it, so...
Yeah, so...
Well, did the bunny roll?
No, I'm coming to him. Like, everyone tried to speak at once, so I'm just doing one at a time now.
Because if somebody has an extra success, they can get the Faraday to come with, so it's kind of important.
Well, okay. What I wanted to do is, like, I'm going towards Boar's general direction, but, like not straight to him. I'm just, like, punching people on the way, like, the apes that were not on our side, just, like... They don't know it's me. It's like, it's punches everywhere. So I just like, boop, sneak punch people on their way.
Get a punch wherever you can sneakily get one.
Yeah.
That fist was too furry to be an apes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go towards Boar too.
Okay, but you're not going into a dead sprint like part of the group.
No.
Okay, so we have one who's holding Boar. One who's flat on the ground in front of Boar.
Crap.
One who's trying to shout for everyone to stop what they're doing. One who kind of twisted an ankle slightly, trying to catch up to Boar. And then one who's trying to get a sneaky punch here and there while slowly moving in the general direction of Boar as well. Okay, so roll me... What's it called? It's called Comprehend. For Concrete and Crosby, who are the two closest ones.
Comprehend. Great. I've got a lot of Comprehend.
Yeah, it's kind of a hazardous environment to be moving through as well. with punches flying everywhere.
I don't have any luck. Like, I rolled 7 dice. I'm going to push this motherfucker.
I take one.
Oh, wow. That's unlucky.
Wow. Okay, so you have no idea what the thing he dropped was, but it looked like it's a small black box with a button on it.
Yeah, we have no idea what it is, so we're gonna ignore it.
Just looking at it, you know, what's like?
I mean, yeah, you fine. Probably still pocket it because it's stuff, but you don't know what it is. Yeah.
Like, he dropped something cool. All right, let's put it in my bag or whatever. I don't have my bag. Sorry, so I'll just take it in my hand.
Looks so like you're going to try and take it. What is Crosby trying to do?
I'm beating the fuck out of Boar.
Okay, so you're going to punch him again.
All right, ow.
Okay, so, yeah, you are pounding on Boar. You're kind of overexerting yourself and going a little bit too nuts, so you end up, like, banging your elbow into the concrete as you pull back for a swing when you're rolling on the ground with Boar.
No, poor concrete.
And speaking of concrete, you were trying to get this little box, or?
Yeah, I'm trying to get this box shit.
Okay, roll me move, because there's a number of giant feet stomping around, and you're scrambling on the floor, trying to get this thing.
All right. Wow, success. Thank God.
Yep, you got this little box. So, Tolkien, what are you going to do? Are you going to continue trying to calm everyone down? Or have you realized that it's not going to work?
He got agitated, and the closest one that ignored him, he's going to, like, knock to the ground.
Okay. Faraday?
Yeah. I want to pick myself up, dust myself off, and try and find where Boar and everyone else ended up. So I'm going to try again for that move, even though I'm fucked up now.
Dang it, keep on hitting initiative.
So yeah, you see, you can catch up to him now. If you that is your full thing, you can get to him if you want.
Oh, okay, then cool. Then I will do that. I don't want to roll.
You see, Crosby and Boar are rolling on the ground, and Cahoon.
Yes. So am I getting?
Yeah, you can reach Boar as well now.
Okay, so like, so concrete is holding the button, or like the
he is holding this box with a button on it.
Okay, can I have no idea what to? Can I try to comprehend what it is? Or
sure, you can roll comprehend.
So I have one.
Okay, you're not sure until something happens. As concrete has picked this up and is kind of quickly looking it over. I'm guessing when you pick something up, you kind of look, what did I pick up? And Cahoon pretty much comes up. You're just, like, you got it on the tip of your tongue, and then there's a voice from the box. Boar 21, confirm. Assistance is on route.
Oh, shit.
Does it sound like robo voices, or does like...
Yes, it sounds quite robotic.
Fuck.
What is your position?
I'm an old orangutan. I sound kind of like Boar. Give me the box. I'll talk to them.
I'm giving him the box. Like, it's, like, liquid shit, you know? Just take it away from me.
It's a little box that talks like a machine.
Oh,
yeah. What would I need to do my best Boar impersonation to talk into this box? What would that role be?
intimidation or imitation of the...
Only human mutants have that ability.
Guess, comprehend?
Comprehend? Okay. Okay, gotcha.
Ah, fuck.
Trying to figure out what I can do with my extra successes for
damage. Is that
going to
be enough, Clayce, or should I do any damage?
Damage against who?
Oh, against this random passerby, because I'm absolutely not helping with
that. Yeah, you decked this chimpanzee.
It's too damage, doesn't matter.
You decked this chimpanzee. You just bonked him over the head, and he slumped down in a puddle of chimpanzee.
You should yell out. This is the proof that Boar has been working with the Watchers.
Well, first I need to make sure that they don't fucking fit a bunch of Watchers in.
Yeah, it's too late.
That's what I'm trying to do first.
So what are you trying to tell this voice in the box? And how do you
it? In my best Boar impersonation, I'm trying to let him know that everything's fine, everything's A-okay, and that no assistance will be necessary, that the issue has been properly dealt with.
Yeah, everything's quite all right here. How about
how are you?
How are you?
And in the background, there's like noise of like people yelling and fighting. Or...
Right. Hey, man, I try and cup it so that, you know, they can't fucking hear it.
Oh, no, we're all stuck in this place. This is bad. This is really, really bad.
A task force is approaching.
Again, you I mean, like, you, we it's see quite that unnecessary. Or
saying that? Nope, it's saying that.
Okay, so they're really close.
It's quite unnecessary. No need to inconvenience yourselves. The problem will be dealt with quite swiftly here. On
Unit,
my end.
Units are already en route.
Fuck.
Okay, so we get the fuck out.
Guess, yeah, I'll go ahead and use this as irrefutable proof that he's been, you know, allying himself with the Watchers and whatnot. So, I guess dominate to yell this out for the crowd, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Boar has stopped struggling, by the way.
I'm considering murdering you, but I don't know. I don't think I want to let you go, considering you're an informant. We need somebody strong here to carry him.
That's not me.
No, we didn't bring the Andy.
Damn it.
All right. Well, it's ineffective. Let's get Boar and get out of here. Just bring it to Largo. Maybe Largo can.
I guess.
Well, we gotta get people out of here.
Failure on my
fast.
Old man voice, you know. My old man voice doesn't carry as well as it should.
We gotta get people out of here fast.
So I'm going to. Yeah, I guess I'll yell to Largo and let her know that they're coming and that we have this little black box thing that Boar had that, you know, lets him talk to the Watchers. So yeah. I will inform her of this.
You kind of shout it towards Largo, who kind of turns towards you, still holding this orangutan, like, but with one hand. She listens to you, looks at the box, then just hurls this one orangutan guard over out of the area and just starts striding, shoving people, shoving apes aside as she's striding towards you.
Okay.
All right, let's try to bring... Can somebody help me carry this big fat piece of shit?
I can attempt to try. I don't have very good score, but I have Hooge, so Hooge helps with that.
Yeah, just carry him.
Largo comes up. What's going on?
Well, it seems that there are some Watcher enforcers en route to help, I guess, quell this.
It's the proof that Boar was fucking informing.
Yeah, and Boar had this device that lets him communicate with them.
They're on their way here now?
Yes, it would seem so.
Get out.
I tried to convince them otherwise to come here.
We need to get out of here. Now!
Yes, let's do that. I guess Largo's fucking huge, right? And probably really strong. He can probably help you just carry Boar if we're taking him.
Well, I think Tolkien has him.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what?
Oh, wait, you don't?
Otherwise, I'll roll.
I'm over here hitting chimps on the head.
I'll go ahead and roll if Largo's not going to help carry him. If she doesn't have any, if he has no wanted desire to take Boar, so I'll help.
These chimps aren't pacifying themselves.
There you go. There's one success for helping carry him.
You need to help get as many as possible off this island, these islands. Please help us.
Do you have like boats, like reserve boats, or
there's a number of boats and.
But they didn't make enough boat for the whole island. It's Titanic all over again.
They can swim, I'm sure, just fucking yell at everyone to let them know. Like, most of the villages here, just tell them the fucking Watchers are coming, get the fuck out, you know?
I can't swim, so...
Muscle mass is too solid to swim. Chips can't swim.
Is that true?
Yeah!
No, like...
I feel like that wouldn't be the case, though, in this world. Like, why would we fucking live on islands if we can all fucking drown at any moment, you know?
That's why I thought it was weird, but I kind of went with it.
No, I mean, normal apes, they're...
They can swim to a degree. They're not great swimmers, but they're not like humans, which are, you know, swimming apes. And since we're now more humanoid, I'm sure we can swim just fine. Most creatures.
Fair enough.
No, we can't swim. We never learned to swim. Apes swim.
Yeah, like apes probably would learn how to swim as children since they fucking live on goddamn islands.
Can he help us load up? Is Boar unconscious or anything?
Yeah, he's unconscious.
Okay, can you help us load him on a boat?
Well, I'm helping him carry it.
What do we need him for? He's just a waste. He's a traitor.
Yeah, he's got.
Just leave him here to die.
They're not. That might save him. He's an informant with probably precious information.
Yeah,
bring him back to the base.
So I'll agree with that, but yeah, I guess we'll send everyone else that's not helping carry this big fuck to go, you know, yell at everyone to get the fuck out of
get the fuck off the island, just jump off and go swim onto the shore and hide in the, you know, jungles, forests, right? Or no?
We first need to get out of this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not helping escape. I just want Boar and leave as fast as possible.
Tolkien will start shouting.
Well, Faraday can help other people escape.
Well,
we stick
I guess
out like sore thumbs.
Fucking
we can't
be yelling at people to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the best I can really do at this moment.
Tolkien and Faraday will try and convince people but via Dominate to leave.
Largo shouts as loud as she can, and apparently she's good at getting their attention. Well, she's well done.
Yeah, we've already seen that she can do that, so I trust that.
And the melee starts to quiet down a little bit. There's a lot of confusion and then panic as apes are trying to scramble to get anywhere, really, towards the, mostly going towards like the bridge, going over to the other island where they have the dock and most of the boats.
Okay.
Are we still on the like the back island near the pool, or are we on the first island?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Tolkien's going as well.
But that's what I was trying to do. Stay ahead of the fucking Ord.
By the way, I'm not helping anyone. I just don't want to get caught by the Watchers again, so I get the fuck out. Like,
alright, so I help Crosby carry
Board
to the coast of this island, because I guess we're just gonna fucking swim it, right? And then
he tells me that he can't
fucking swim.
I can't swim.
No,
that's what I'm hearing, right? You can't swim.
As you hoist him up on your shoulder, there's a hand on your other shoulder.
Okay. Who is it?
It's your daughter.
Okay.
I'm pregnant, Dad. Oh, no.
No.
What's going on?
It's Tolkien's. It's Ringo's.
It's not your actual daughter. Tolkien is the father.
Dun, dun, dun.
You thought the antlers would have giving you an idea, but no, it's your daughter.
I
she looks very
my own moonshine. I'm actually constantly at a stable level of drunk, so you know certain things just kind of fly over my head. It's fine. But all right, so I see her there, and I explain to her that the Watchers are coming. We must flee for now.
Where can we go?
We'll go into the forest lying around the island and wait, and once they pass, we can try and see if we can retake our homes. Otherwise, you can come with me to our base.
As a punctuation to your words, suddenly the roof on one of the back buildings explodes in a shower of fire and broken splinters of wood.
By the way, I don't know how traitorous this fucking rabbit is, but I'm pretty sure you can be the first one using fleet-footed. You can probably be the first one on a raft. Yep. If he wants to happen to secure a raft for us.
Yeah, if you want to use fleet-footed,
alone,
then you can definitely
and
be
we might
first.
Leave him behind. In the...
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Like, I want to get out as fast as possible, but I'm going
to,
like,
no, but
I
you
care
can
about
actually
the other
bring
people.
A raft to this place maybe before we even get across the bridge. I don't know how...
Really?
Well, I figured we wouldn't go across the bridge. We were trying to go to the other side because everyone's gonna rush towards the bridge.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
People. So I figured we went to the other side.
There's no boats. Let me point on the map. We're trying to get here.
Yeah, someplace like that, like either around the greenhouse or on the other side of like the pool.
But we don't have a boat.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, I'm sure I can swim. I mean, the problem is carrying this fucking unconscious ape. But now my daughter's here, so she can help. And the problem is you being able to swim, so I think we'll just go get you, like, a fucking tire or something that floats.
Oh, God.
No, but I can,
and have
I
you
can
be
get
in, like,
a
an
boat.
Inner tube.
Yeah, but well, maybe, yeah, exactly. But we don't know that, so I'm going to be, kind of freaking out.
But, yeah, probably the bridge is overcrowded anyway, so you're stuck on the other island, or...
Is Rui there?
I'm here. I've got, like, technicalities, but I'm here.
Yeah, I see that.
Just say you went to get all our stuff, because I assume they didn't let us keep our shit.
You don't
we
have any of
cell.
Your stuff right now.
Yeah, so I would say you went to go get our shit, because you're a shit master, you know?
That's the first thing I did.
That's probably true, actually.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Where is it kept, though?
I don't know,
I guess we'll all comprehend or something to see where apes would keep shit.
Yeah.
They would probably
exactly
be keeping it somewhere near where they had you captive.
Where were we captive? Oh, that building? Good.
Yeah. Pretty damn close.
Oh, that's good.
I got one.
What were you rolling?
For just understanding the like where I am and trying to worry.
Comprehend.
Okay. Oh, yeah, just comprehend. Quick question. Can Ringo's with us, right?
Yep, Ringo's with
you. Can I get him to do something since he's a scavenger? Can he go get the inner tube that we might need for Crosby? Like that tires that they have in the pool and stuff?
He can try and get his...
Or he can go with Roey to help him secure the stuff.
That's what I was about to pretty much say, that he is pretty much... He wants his stuff too.
Yeah.
Fucking scavengers.
Okay, well, I would probably not think about getting my stuff.
Too.
So I'm just going to go, like, if I can get to the other island and get a boat, I can do that. I can use fleet-footed.
Okay.
I'm going to use, like, can I use, like, 2 points? So I'm, like, yep. Okay. So
you gain 2 points every game, right? You remember that?
Yeah.
So you should be at 4. Now back at 2.
Okay. So just roll me 2d6s. Or when you use your animal power.
Yeah, I was going to roll like 2 skill dice.
No, you don't even have to roll for power.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, I know, but like to see like the results.
It's actually base dice. Because it's
base dice? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but since it's the trauma you want. No, you're fine.
Yep. So I'm okay.
So you are first on the docks. You just bounced over people's heads and you're pretty sure that you ran over a group of people. Like ran on top
care.
Of them.
I don't care. Yeah, so I get to the dock and, like, are there boats there? Or...
Yep.
Yeah, the first one.
So, yeah, I take one that's, like, big enough for everyone. And I...
take a motor yacht.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a cruise ship.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
It's actually a fully operational destroyer.
Finally, we can take the fight back to them. With our
it was a gift to Boar.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
From the Watchers.
I got a feeling he's bought.
Huh, this raft looks a bit different than the other crap-built rafts. It's fully made of metal and gigantic, and then functional turrets with guns on them.
It must have taken him forever to unwrap that gift.
How do you wrap up a destroyer in gift paper?
Well, if anyone can, the Watchers can. All right.
Oh, yeah, so I get like the boat if I can get it to the other side. Yep. I guess I saw they were stuck, so I go towards them. But I don't know if I see them in the crowd.
You can
but...
just pretty much be on the. You're gonna see on a, see us on the side.
Yeah, they're moving kind of in a different direction than most.
Okay, so I get a boat on the other island.
Yeah, you're starting to paddle your way. It's a bit awkward because it's a large one that normally requires more people than one to paddle. Since you wanted one large enough to get the rest of the group on it.
Yes.
But what if the...
I keep an eye for Watchers too, by the way. Like, I'm actively looking around me.
Okay. Roll me scout. So like...
Oh, you know what? Okay. You should get the little monkeys.
Want those spider monkeys?
Where are the spider monkeys? Yes!
Are you looking for them?
Yeah. Where are the spider monkeys?
Oh, roll me scout then, to see if you can spot them.
Nice. So I have like 2 success for my scout.
Okay. Yeah, you see there's something large moving in the forest on the other shore.
Like, and, so where we came from originally, or?
It's a round lake, so it's one of the shores on kind of to the southeast.
Okay, so it's something big, like is it really, I see that it's close.
Well, it's hard to see what it exactly is, but it's something large and metallic.
Okay, so I just keep rowing like as fast as possible.
And... then what you also see, you see a number of smaller flying things starting to cross over the lake.
At the same spot, right? You said like southeast?
Yeah, they're coming across the lake fast, flying.
In the meanwhile, did I find our stuff?
Yep, you and Ringo. Ringo was with you because he also wanted his stuff.
So I'm pulling my gun out, reloading it, and, you know, waiting for the... right moment to shoot somebody in the face.
So you're staying in the house?
I'm not staying in the house. I want to get the hell out of there, but I don't know. I'm trying to maybe go in the general direction where I think that the others went.
The others kind of went towards like the west behind the greenhouse there.
So that's where I'm sprinting.
Except Cahoon, who ran across the bridge, ran over the apes, ran on top of their heads, pretty much.
No, I'm going to the greenhouse.
Tolkien also was leading all of the monkeys towards the boats.
Okay, so you are with the large crowd of apes.
Yes, yes he is. He's trying to get them to, like, form lines and walk swiftly and not try and push each other off the bridge.
Okay.
So, like, do I see my friends on the shore?
You see some of them on the shore there.
Okay, so, like, I see them, I just, like, scream towards them, like, Watchers! Like, as loud as I can, so that they know, like, we have to get out now.
Faraday's trying to calm down Crosby.
Yeah, who's freaking out about the kids he was trying to adopt, apparently? You and your badger family habits, you know?
It's like in a panic, you look at the small monkeys like, I can only take one of you.
Okay, so you're panically trying to see if you can spot the little spider monkeys. And Ringo pretty much, he tries to put as much of everyone's stuff as he can on top of his cart. And he starts pushing it out. It's not fast because it's quite a large shopping cart. He's not a very big lizard, and it's kind of overloaded, the cart. And plus, it's uneven ground, it's grass.
It's like, with the cart, it's like Black Friday madness with this cart and, like, all the commotion outside. Yeah.
So, Rui, were you trying to move towards the rest of the people too, or?
Yeah.
So you're coming along with Ringo there? You're moving together with Ringo? Or?
Yeah.
Did you grab the rest of your stuff and just your stuff?
Grabbed all the stuff that I could carry and put them inside my bag and just run away from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you guys are running there, and as you're running across the open field, it's pretty clear now. There's not that many apes still around on this island. You throw a glance over your shoulder as you run, and you see these three drones flying in. The sharp red lights on them.
Oh, they want to meet my gun, I guess.
They're coming in over. We don't have the other island.
We don't have the good gun.
But, no, I don't have the good gun, but I still have.
Oh yeah, you have a regular gun. That's right.
Yeah, don't shoot at them, please. let's get them to go attack the other monkeys while we get out of here.
All right, are they moving towards me or what?
They're pretty much coming in over the buildings on the other island. Coming
We're fine.
In from over.
Oh, so they're not even close to me. Fuck it. All right, I'm running.
Okay, and you just hear the buzzing sound of the drones and then the wailing sound as you hear them discharge their weapons into the crowd.
Oh, crap. There's nothing that I can do, right, with one gun, like...
Well, so they shoot, like, stun stuff, right? Like, they're not just openly murdering people? Or are these different from, like, the ones that came and took my wife?
They have the option of doing either.
Oh.
Hey, murdering people?
So you, your daughter is with you, and you got Boar as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the raft just comes into onto the shore as you hear the firing of the energy weapons into the crowd.
Yeah. I'll start chucking people towards to get onto the raft.
Because I'm not staying here long. Like, if they don't get in the raft really fast, I'm getting out. Like,
yeah.
I'm not waiting.
So I'm just chucking all the peoples that need to be onto the raft, So there goes Crosby, there goes my daughter, there goes a boar. And I guess I'm waiting for those other guys so I can help chuck them onto the fucking raft, too.
I see this scene where Cahoon is like, we gotta go! We gotta go now! And Faraday is looking around, he is missing quite a lot of people, just at the moment where Concrete and Ringo comes around the corner, kind of skidding around the corner.
With the shopping cart.
Just scrambling down the hill. There's stuff falling off Ringo's cart.
There's probably a wheel that goes flying.
I'm just yelling behind me, like, to him, towards him, behind me, like, leave that damn thing! Move! Sancho Pancha with, like my gun and shit.
Now, on the other side of the island, can Tolkien, like, yell at the monkeys to make them run faster, this crowd that's getting shot at?
Yeah, I was just going to go towards you. There is, like, this smell of ozone in the air. Ozone and burnt fur.
Crap.
Well, that sucks. I will grab a wounded or dying ape and try and continue to get to the boats faster.
Roll me move.
Shit. My weakness.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
When you need to run, you know how to run.
My hobbled legs, they're moving.
You're like Forrest.
You just need the proper motivation.
I can run!
The braces fall off as you run.
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, no, he's grabbed himself and one other ape and is like getting to the boats.
As you're running there, you feel this large hand come grab you and pretty much just quickly tell you, help as many as you can. Me and mine will try to give you time. It's Largo.
Okay. He'll continue like yelling and organizing them to get into the boats. In fact, probably just organize them into boats.
And you give a quick glance over your shoulder as you see Largo and a number of her gorillas climb up on the roof and just start hurling things. Largo gets one of the drones by just leaping and grabbing it out of there with her large hand and arms, just grabbing it and crushing it in her hand. Just as you're about to, you have just pushed off the raft on the other side here.
Okay, so everyone is on the raft?
Yeah, everyone that you were expecting.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know Tolkien, so...
When, Crosby, you notice the spider monkeys coming around the greenhouse. The raft is just pushed off. It's like a meter away from the shore.
I don't stop rowing. Like,
no,
I
wait!
Like, I don't care.
I keep rabbit
rowing.
In the face. Wait!
Okay,
and
well,
you look up, you see that one of the drones is coming over to this island.
I'm gonna grab the I'm not gonna punch, but I'm gonna take the paddle away and try to extend it so they can grab onto it.
Roey's not here, so he can't shoot his gun against the drone that's about to kill them.
Yep. He's here.
We're
here.
Fucked.
Spider monkeys.
Oh, you're here.
I'm
you're
here.
Back. Okay.
Yeah, I'm back.
I think we're trying to save those little spider monkeys, so I think you need to shoot your gun now to kill that drone.
Yeah, there's one drone incoming over this island now.
Oh, the spider monkeys! Alright,
So
I wrestled a paddle away and tried to extend it from the back so that they can jump on it. If I could get at least 60% of the spider monkeys, I'm going to be satisfied. Not joking. It's a good average.
So, Concrete is going to fire his gun at the drone, or...
Yeah. Do I have also some kind of a gear die?
It should be your bonus. So semi-automatic pistol. Jesus Christ. Pastel. You don't know what your should.
It's a semi-auto. For some reason, I can't see it on my character sheet, which is troubling.
I see it on weapons.
Oh yeah. The bonus is 2.
Yeah, it's so 2 gear die.
So 2 gear die. You're muted, by the way. And you lose 1.
Only if he pushes it.
No, gear dice too?
Yep. Only if you push.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Nice 3 success.
Yeah, that's I guess.
It is nice.
And base damage 2.
So 4 damage.
If damage is what he wants to do.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to neutralize it somehow if it's possible. If it's possible.
Knock it over with a shoot. I don't think it works.
So just kick the shit out of it.
Can you?
Kill
can
it. Fuck it. I'm shooting.
Yep, you can knock
it
over.
Okay, so I'm knocking it over.
So you're using one of the successes to knock it over.
Exactly.
Okay.
Bing. I scream, get some!
Okay, let's see here.
We need to get more guns.
Okay. You shoot it. It kind of spins, there's smoke coming from it, and it spins in there and then crashes onto the ground and is still.
And don't come back.
Should we take it? There might be some computer and pipes and motors.
No, but it's on the ground, like we are in the water.
I know.
Yeah, it's on the ground on the south of the greenhouse somewhere. And the spider monkeys are climbing over on the door.
Yay!
All right, so we got all the spider monkeys.
I'm gonna give it back to the rabbit.
And they just like pick you and they're like, "Dag," and they go back on the island.
Damn it!
You're it.
This little raft is like Noah's ark.
All right, so let's all paddle the fuck out of here, dudes.
Yes. I'm paddling away.
Yeah. As you're paddling away, you hear more of the thump, 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 and then explosions on the island. It's dark. You're just illuminated by this flittering orange light of the fires on the island as you're paddling. It's glittering in the lake as you paddle. There are a number other watcher units are coming over the island. There's a few more drones.
Are they noticing us at all, or
maybe they're too busy?
They're mostly seeming to concentrate on the island, but
okay.
And after a short while, most of the weapons fire kind of quiets down. They're just every now and then the silence gets interrupted by a weapon discharge, and you hear this kind of background sound of screaming and crying from the island as you paddle away. Eventually,
that's really fucking sad, man. Come on, why you gotta bum us out? We felt all good. We rescued the fucking children, spider monkeys. And you gotta come and bum us out.
Boar wanted to protect his people, and he's the one who killed them. Like, really? Like, that's what he did. So,
and eventually, you reach the other shore. There's
oh man, am I glad? I hate water.
There's many boats in the water. Most of them are kinda overloaded with people. Some of the boats have people like clutching on, hanging on the sides in the water. They're just hanging on to the boat to float.
I think we need to go.
Yes.
Let's not wait around. I don't know what to do with these spider monkeys, though.
You're going to have to take care of them till we find their parents.
They're probably dead, but I'm not saying that out loud.
And I guess, yeah, I mean, problem becomes that we don't have Tolkien with us.
If you want, he arrives not that long after you on one of the boats.
Okay.
There's.
After I mean, it's up to him if to get what he most wants to do. Of the ape colony off of the habitat.
As many as you could.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot less apes than were around just half an hour ago. There are bodies floating in the water.
They're just swimming slowly.
Face underwater.
They're snorkeling. It's okay. Come on.
I don't know how people swim.
Yeah, you're right. Crosby doesn't even know how to swim. That's just how it works. That's normal to him.
It's normal. Blow it up. Normally swim with your face underwater, not moving a muscle.
And your stomach completely distorted from blowing up gases.
Well, yeah. they haven't started bloating yet.
All right, so we meet up with Tolkien, and we fucking get out of there, right?
I need to go back to the helicopter. I need to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate because our plan was to, go past the apes and then get to the rabbit habitat? And now we're going to have to turn all the way back?
Or we interrogate Boar and dispose of it. But I'm not good at interrogating.
There's a number of apes, and they're kind of gathering around you.
Oh, no.
Like, they're angry, or, like, are they
No, they're confused. Like, where do we go now? What?
Join the resistance! Make your country proud!
I don't think we want all the apes at the helicopter.
Okay, wait, but yeah, we need them to join the resistance.
I mean, the problem is we don't have any other friendly territories near us, right?
You guys are looking at this wrong. We need to make a temporary shelter for these apes.
Yeah, sure.
And then we need to take stock tomorrow and go back to the island. We need to count who's fallen. We can't leave here.
Kalace, does it feel like the Watchers are going to make proper sweeps around the surrounding area? Or does it feel like they've done what they came here to do and they're kind of going to leave? Like, do we need to move further away from the islands? Or can we just, you know, make a little encampment somewhere in the forest around it?
It doesn't look like they have done much. They're mostly, still see the drones flying over. Every now and then you see the glint of metal. Like, the light from one of the fires glinting off the metal on one of the, like, the normal watcher units on the ground. But they're mostly keeping over the island. Like, the drones are just over, like, the edge of the island. But they're mostly keeping over land there, for now.
I still feel like strategically it's too risky to just hang out like right here, right next to it, pretty much.
Yeah, no, we have to leave.
So we want to go further inland, like where it's nice and wooded, where they can't see us overhead, and we should have, you know, better strategic positioning.
Exactly.
And then we'll make camp, and I guess, you know, everyone can rest up and heal, and we'll figure out what we're doing tomorrow or something, huh?
There's still apes on the island, including Largo. We need to let them know where everyone is going.
Yeah, but if we die doing that, is it worth it?
Largo's probably one of the better leaders for the ape tribe. If they get separated...
And I get downtrodden and hurt that he says this in front of my face, and I walk off and you hear the sad fucking Hulk music.
Is your daughter with you? Like, or she's back on the island?
No, she's with me.
Fair day. Let's be honest. You're a healer, not a leader.
I still just love that image. Alright, so... we don't really have a way to contact them is the problem without, you know, risking the populace at large, right?
We can leave someone. Where do you guys plan on going?
I think we're just gonna secure everyone further inland to a point. I don't know what would actually be the best, because our, you know, map's a little big. So, I don't know, we'll just say wherever, like, whatever wouldn't be, like, the normal route, like, some place that's decently off and still nice and wooded, right?
Did we come out the east or the west side of the lake?
I believe we came out wrong.
Yeah, the other side.
Oh, here?
Somewhere around there.
Oh, I thought we were, like, south of the island. Oh, okay.
Maybe we could go south to the waterfall and set up camp there.
Do we have any connection with the bears? They're the snakes are closest, but I don't know. I don't think we have
Trufal
any connection.
Trufal was the leader of the bears, but then he left, so presumably they might not be on the best terms.
Yeah.
We could ask Ringo what he thinks of, like, how the reptile habitat is, like, if they'd be favorable towards us, or what?
That
Otherwise,
place is
there's
a swamp.
Up ahead. I don't know, though. Otherwise, I think we'll just, go over towards the waterfall into the nice wooded areas and
that
hunker down
there. That
is
roughly the direction the Watchers came from.
Oh, okay. Then fuck that.
Oh, no. We're going to go the opposite direction.
Let's go to the reptiles, or let's go to...
Well, next up is going to be, like, the rats, so we can, like, walk towards there.
We were supposed to go towards the rabbits after this, but yeah, it doesn't seem like that's what we can do right now, so...
No, but I think, like, the rabbits was the last one we wanted to go, because it's the one that's farther away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so let's go to the rats.
Okay, so I guess we start leading everyone up towards the reptile habitat, but I figure we don't want to move this giant group in, you know, broad daylight, especially with them being fairly...
It's night right now.
Oh, okay then. I don't know, I'll leave it up to you guys to decide if we are actually full-on moving or if we're going to make camp and rest up, because I know some people are pretty hurt.
I say we make camp in the woods, not necessarily that tundra near the snake habitat, the lizard habitat.
It's kind of a swamp where you are now.
Yeah.
And not that heavily forested. Forest.
So, alright, yeah, I'll agree with the make camp then. So we'll make camp where it's safe, nearing towards the reptile habitat, and I guess we'll... send a party to go check out the island, you know, see if there's any people still on there hiding that need help, and start sending people where it's safe. So, yeah. Alright, sounds like a plan.
Forest are you going to? Going north towards the reptiles, or going following the beach into the eastern forest?
What would be safer, based on what we know?
Well, the eastern one is probably closer, but it's all that also means it's closer to the island.
Mm-hmm.
But it's closer and denser.
I feel it would be the safest for everyone. I just worry that there wouldn't be a way to hide properly in the swamp stuff, because it doesn't have the nice big trees overhead, you know?
Mm-hmm. There's a forest, like, after, if you go through the entire swamp.
Right, we have to get all the way through.
Where's the swamp?
I don't know. It's where the reptiles live, so...
Yeah, but we have to cross a checkpoint to get to that forest.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's safe to hide in the swamp. Like, would the swamp give adequate cover for us, like, overhead and stuff? Or is it, like, more arid swamps? So, like, there's a lot of big open spaces.
There's some trees, but it's nowhere near as dense. So, if they send drones to spot from above, it will be hard to hide as large of a group as you have.
All right, so, and then the concern is if they have, like, the ground troops...
walking around in the forest, then they have an easier time spotting us. What seems to be the weaker of the watchers? Like, is it it's easier to take care of like the flying ones or like the walking around ones?
Well, the walking ones or the ground units, they're definitely a lot tougher than the drones. They're much tougher, but they are also less mobile and are mostly the ones who are either at checkpoints or sent in after the drones have discovered something.
Okay, so if we go to the swamp, we just have to defend ourselves against drones. They'll only send in those land guys, and the land guys will have a hard time moving around in the swamps anyways, presumably, right? So, what's everyone thinking? Right now, I guess I'm leaning towards camping out in the swamps.
Yeah, because
that'll bring us closer to our goal for tomorrow.
But the forest on east side is like where the watchers came from. So,
well, they came kind of from the southeast corner of the lake near the waterfall there.
Okay,
that's where they.
So
came
if we
in.
Go in the forest, oh, but more like not north. It's better, I guess, if we go in the forest, but more like the north part of the
upper corner of it.
Yeah, yeah.
If everyone agrees that that's the best, then I'll go with it.
Tolkien's in favor of it.
We should try to triangulate where watchers are coming from.
The problem is that everyone is pretty fucked up right now, and the only person
not
that
only
could...
now.
I know.
I just mean as a general.
Yeah, no, that's a good plan. We'll have to figure that out. If only we had, like, some techie characters, right? We could try and do something with our little radio.
I think even just having people on the watch from the, like, multiple spots to see how to respond to, attacks.
I think we just need to figure out radio technology for ourselves so we can better coordinate, you know?
We still have the radio?
Yeah, yeah. I assume, right?
You think they can track it? Did he ask for the location?
Like, track it. Like, do we know about, like, tracking radios? I don't think we know about that.
Based on what they were, how they were talking to him, it seems like he'd have to call them in and they were letting him know that they were coming there. It doesn't seem like they could track it, right, Clace? Like, just based on their diction?
Well, you don't really have any evidence towards either. He called them. But if they came to where the radio was, or if they just came to the island,
the simplest
position.
Yeah, the simplest idea would be that
we probably don't have any context for that.
Yeah, exactly. That we don't know that they'd be able to track it, even if they could. So we'll just assume that we don't think that that's a thing. So we're fine.
We barely know it's a radio. So
exactly.
Yeah. No.
We just know that you can apparently talk to people that aren't right next to you.
It's a box
which is
that,
cool.
That talks to a machine.
Exactly. Exactly. So. We'll have to do some comprehension checks and whatnot later. So, all right, so we're camping in the northern, northeast forest towards the reptile habitat, but still, I guess, close enough to the island that we can mount some, you know, emergency rescue stuff for tomorrow, check that shit out, and I guess we'll call it a night, right? And everyone will rest up, and I'm going to spend an FP to be a herbivore and not need to expend food and water.
Oh, cool.
I will as well, and I'm surprised you have that ability. Nice.
Yep. Everyone else need to deduct one food and one water.
So if we want to heal right now, like, I only have, like, fatigue damage. Do we heal fatigue already? Like,
water.
Okay, yeah,
so you'll have to drink an extra water, I think.
For each point. So two water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, remember, it's one food and water just for surviving the day.
Anybody got extra water?
I think I should.
Can I have
since
one?
Since I'm a herbivore, so I'll let you have some, yeah. How much do you need?
So, I roll for feral when I use herbivore, right?
Yep.
Got a 5.
Okay, nothing special.
So you just needed one water, Crosby, right?
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, you can have it. I took it off my sheet. It's yours.
And I guess I'll play with the spider monkeys.
I guess, yeah, that'll help with any doubt or whatever for your family man stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I gotta protect the pack, so I'm doing rounds.
Okay.
Making sure everyone's alright.
Well, you probably want to keep an eye on the island stealthily.
Yeah.
To make sure that they don't leave the island in your direction.
Okay, so yeah, definitely. We are still really close to the island.
Yeah. Well, if I'm guessing that you're not setting up camp on the beachhead, but in the forest, but you're still like it's a lake between you, and you can see. The island, if you go to the edge of the forest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Tolkien's just going to wander off into the woods to be alone, get some introspection, away from all these
maybe
apes.
Do some scrying?
Nah, not really. Just gonna go be alone.
Alright.
I gotta get my doubt back.
Oh, that's right. That's how you do it. You just go off and be alone, alright?
Okay, so is anyone else doing anything to heal up or...
I don't need to. I think I'll be fine with all my stuff. I think I just took a point of fatigue, so I think I just get that off from when we sleep for this night.
Yep, and fatigue, that's water, so you need one extra water.
One extra water? Alright, so I'll drink one of my own water. Or I guess I can... I have tons of FP, so I guess I'll just expend another one for herbivore. And that'll just take care of all my stuff. I guess the other thing I want to do is just go around and heal any people that are injured from shit. So
yeah,
I guess I'll make just a general heal check. Yeah.
So if I have fatigue, I need to use...
Can you make some potions?
I can in the night if you want. What kind of potions did you want me to make?
Something that would heal either instinct or fatigue.
What were you saying, Rui?
Okay.
I have one fatigue. Do I need to use extra water?
Yeah, one extra water besides the one you need to just survive.
Can we, like, get water from the lake? Like, because we're close, so can we get, like, supplies, like, extra water from the lake?
Salty. From monkey tears.
There's it, sir.
You can, but you probably want to clean it up somehow, like, boil it or...
I hate dice, man. I can't even get a success. I won't push
okay, never mind.
Fuck it.
I can boil it. I can boil it. I still have that lighter.
Alright, good. Perfect. Alright.
Oh, okay.
And my daughter's helping me, so it's probably pretty good. We're taking care of everyone. And you said potions? I'd have to look at the list to know exactly which one helps. You said you wanted one for fatigue or for doubt?
Yep.
I think to do those ones, I think you have to do alcohol. I think it's just healing for basic health.
No, there's types of potions for everything.
You have sedating, and then you have the other one, I think. I'll go look at the list. Well, and I'll roll it for now, and I'll tell you, Clace, once I check the list again to see what the potions are. So
I'm giving my bottles to Jeff. What's the name of your character?
It's Cahoon.
Oh, so I give all my bottles to Cahoon, and I like if you can like fill them up, I can start a fire, I think, and we can like boil them.
I don't know about fire, like, the watchers are kind of close, so... But I can, like, for sure, I can go get water.
There's
do
potion
I have to
brewing.
Roll for some... Do I have to roll for water, or I just
no,
water?
Just filling bottles. I don't even see how you could fail that.
Okay. So, like...
he slips into the lake and drowns. He also
yeah,
didn't know how to swim.
You got broken from damage. You fell in the lake and drowned.
Okay, so we get, like, how many, like, water supplies do we get from that?
You're taking two people's supply, filling up.
I'm filling up my own stuff that I have, bottles or whatever.
And Hunter as well, he said that he gave you his bottles and stuff?
Yep.
Yep.
So you have seven water, but you have to, preferably you have to clean it somehow, like, give it a boil or something.
Okay.
Because it's nasty lake water right now.
Oh.
It's like a blood in it.
So, Crosby, are you keeping, since you wanted to kind of like protect, and are you going to try and keep an eye on the island? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to do checks, keep an eye on stuff, on the camps. And...
Okay. The spider monkeys, they come with you.
Oh, no.
One of them crawls up on your back and kind of sits on your back looking over your shoulder.
Well, all right. Oh, quiet on this front.
They're pretty quiet.
Do you guys have, like, family or anything?
Yeah, I don't know where they are.
Have you checked the camp?
They're not there.
Well, they might still be on the island.
That might be. Will you take care of us for now?
Yeah, for now. Until we find your parents. Or replacement parents.
As you take up a position to kind of spy on the island, two of them kind of crawl in next to you and fall asleep. And the third one kind of positions in a pretty much the same as position that you, also keeping a watch on the island, just imitating you.
Okay.
Until he also falls asleep fairly quickly.
Well, they're shitty watchers.
Okay, is anyone else going to be doing anything this
well,
night?
I bring back the water to concrete. And I like I give all of them to him, so it's like seven unclean water, but well, whatever like portions,
mm-hmm.
And like maybe not make a fire right now, but like when you have the time, if you can boil it so it's clean and we can drink it.
Yeah, As soon as I'll be able to make some fire.
Cool. Thanks. So you have 7 unclean water.
Right. Okay. I'll write it off. I'll write it in.
Okay, so...
Doesn't Faraday have to start a fire to make those potions?
Doesn't say specifically that I need to. It just says that it takes time to make them.
Okay, so right now I'm going to do something here for each and every one of you.
Okay.
Let's see, I'm going to just go through each and every one at a time here. Cahoon, your things, you just have a knife and a sling, right?
Yes.
Okay, you're good.
So I still have them? Like,
yep.
Ringo brought them back?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Crosby.
Just like, I just give like a big hug to Ringo, and I guess like he's like really smaller than me, so I just like squeeze him too hard.
Yeah, he kind of squeaks a little bit, this lizard, but then he happily hugs you back. His tongue coming out and flittering a little bit. So, Crosby, you have a hockey mask and your machete scissors. Is that it?
Poncho.
What?
The poncho.
Where did the check come from?
We have an intruder in our camp. Fuck the watchers.
I think I got a feedback thing.
Okay. It was just very weird all of a sudden.
Yeah, the poncho.
Okay, you're good.
Scrap armor, I mean.
Yep, you're good. Eastwood, he's not here. Faraday.
Yes.
You have a knife, and do you have anything else? An umbrella?
I had an umbrella. I don't know if I still do.
Yep, you're good.
Okay.
Then we have concrete. You have a lot of stuff, don't you?
No.
You have motorcycle helmet, pliers, stun baton, semi-auto pistol.
Oh, those things. No, it's just, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm keeping them, you know?
Yep, you still have all of them.
Yeah!
I like how you're, like, role-playing to the GM, like...
I'm in character all the way, dude.
And then we have Tolkien. You only have an air mattress? That is all your gear?
Yeah, that's actually back at my cart on the
other side of the lake.
Southwestern side of the lake.
Yep. So no one lost anything. Wow, you guys are lucky. So eventually,
what about Ringo? Does he have like all this stuff?
Well,
like,
he has his cart. He has tried to been mending the wheel that came off, and he probably lost a few things on his cart. But a cart or a scavenger's collection is an undefined number of objects. So night finally comes in. It's pretty quiet in the camp. There's a few sobs, but no one has been really talking at any point. And during the night, it becomes quiet, interrupted by a few sobs every now and then from someone who's been hurt and wakes up in the middle of the night. The horizon is being slightly lit by the fire in the distance.
Do we still hear the watchers? Like, are they still firing? Or
no, you don't hear any fire, any like weapon discharges. But the fires in the buildings there keep going for at least part of the night. And as early morning comes in, you guys are awoken, the ones who have at least have been asleep, by a soft rain. A cold, soft rain coming in.
I'm going to make some tea because my ass is freezing, so I'll be right back, like in 5.
Okay.
Is there matter from the rain? Like, just a bunch of monkey parts.
So what did you want me to... What kind of potions were you trying to have me make? Ones that cure doubt or confusion, or which ones?
I think, wasn't it Alex, you were wanting potions?
Oh yeah, let's go for instinct.
Instinct is doubt. Hurt by doubt. Okay, so I'll make some doubt potions. So those are called intoxicating. Okay, and I roll my d6 to see how many I make. 5. Woo! All right, I'm gonna put that on the sheet.
And as Crosby watches over the island in the morning, early morning light, the fire seemed to have died out, but there's a lot of smoke on the island.
What about underwater? Is there fire in the sky?
No. you don't really see any of the watchers either.
Okay.
It seems to be completely quiet on the other side.
I was gonna say, like, maybe we could go back to the island to see if there are survivors, but I'm pretty sure that, like, Kaun doesn't want to go back on the island, so I'm just saying that, like,
maybe we could go back, but
I'm not going to go back.
So I'm gonna take a, you know, decent-sized boat, not like a super big one and not a, you know, tiny boat, in case I need to, you know, send peoples back. But I'm gonna go, because I'm a healer and I gotta, you know, see if there's injured people and help them out, so... Going back onto the island. If anyone else wants to come, they can come.
So is anyone going with him?
I'll go with you.
All right. Well, if Concrete goes, I'm gonna go.
Okay.
Stay here.
I'm not going, but I'm gonna like keep care of like all the people, all the apes that are still in the camp, and like make sure that.
Oh, what have we been doing with Boar, by the way? Like, would he have woken up, or should I just like keep sedating him or some shit till we're ready to deal with him?
That's some dark fucking shit. It's like Sense 8 where we keep him sedated.
I'm just saying, like, anytime he's technically he starts to come to, like, leader, and could fuck shit up for us if we let him do stuff right?
So let's let,
Oh, no, we can leave him with Calhoun, right? Calhoun will interrogate him or whatever, right? Yeah.
I'm not very strong, so if he wakes up, I don't know if I can deal with him, but...
I'm sure we tied him up to something or some bullshit, right? I assume.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sure you can find a way to peaceful...
Yeah, I can defend myself.
Pacify him.
I can defend myself, like, but I'm not strong. Right?
And Tolkien's with you, so I'm sure you'll be fine.
I'm going to tell the spider monkeys that your rabbit will look after them. I know he's a hare, I don't care.
You can't tell the difference.
Yeah, they're like...
They're jumpy things with long ears.
Carrot gobblers, all of them.
Alright, so we hop on a decent-sized boat, and I guess we just paddle on out. Hunker down, you know, keep low, and, you know, hopefully don't get shot at.
So it's a fairly, I'm guessing it's a fairly slow crossing.
Yeah, we're not trying to, you know, garner too much attention and everything, you know. We're trying to, you know, have some sense of urgency, so not go, like, super duper, like, ultra slow or anything. But, you know, clearly we're going carefully, so it's slower than it would normally be.
Yeah, well, you get to the other side of, oh, I'm not sure, is that the ceiling I'm looking at, or?
Yeah.
Okay, so... You guys come over to the other side. It's eerily quiet on the island. As you are you going to the main island or the smaller island?
I think most of the apes ended up on the main island, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna stay around there and go looking around.
So you come in on the
scout
east.
Scout checks to see if we find any peoples.
You come in on the east side of the island. In the
I assume that we didn't want to give away our where we came from, so we probably like took a boat. And, you know, went around to a different part of the lake.
To the dock side, or?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that they wouldn't
idea.
Know what side we came from, if they were watching somehow.
Okay, so you come into the docks.
Mm-hmm.
There are quite a few bodies laying on the docks. Ones who were gunned down as they were trying to get to the boats.
Alright, I'm going around, you know, checking the bodies, making sure that they're actually dead. There's people that are, you know, wounded and are just, you know, unconscious or lying there.
Every single one so far is dead.
Okay.
Though you see drag marks, like blood streaked that has been dragged every now and then.
These ones here are all dead too. Seems like something moved them though.
No, the dead bodies, they don't have drag marks.
Oh, okay. But we see drag marks other places, okay.
Yeah, some have been dragged off.
Okay.
But everyone who's laying on the docks.
Do we recognize any of them? Like, are any of these like Largo or from Largo's crew or other people we might know?
There's a couple of gorillas that were of Largo's team. One at the base of the dock, facing inwards towards the island. Under him is a chimpanzee that was just behind him and got shot straight through both of them.
Okay. We continue around, and I guess I'll follow one of these blood trails, see where that leads.
The blood trails, they lead off to where you see a lot of, like, marks in the ground, watcher units, the larger ground units, have been. And then the trails go to that the track marks, and then they end.
So they somehow, like, leave the island, right?
They carry him inside. How did the large unit get here?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, too.
The larger ground unit, they can float.
Oh, okay.
They have flotation devices.
Okay, so we see that they did take some people that were alive, but...
Then just outside the buildings that were on fire is a large pile of corpses.
Mm-hmm. Keep looking around. I'm going to keep looking around for survivors or anything, and they can look for whatever they came here to look for, if they're helping me look for people, or if they're scavenging from, you know, the ruined city. I'll let them do either. So I'm going to keep looking for people.
I'm going on for, like, scavenging, finding medicine, weapons, and all sorts of weapons.
Okay.
To the best of my ability, Clay, I'm trying to, like, make records of all the dead people so that when we get back, I can, you know, let families know and other such things and, you know, figure out what's going to become of children whose parents I see clearly dead here or something.
Mm-hmm. And Crosby, what are you doing?
Keeping an eye on concrete, I guess.
You don't have a choice.
There's nothing else here. Maybe look for food.
While scavenging, I murmur something like, this is what happens when you don't have any weapons with you. You see? We should have searched for more weapons and shit. This is what happens when you don't have any weapons with you.
This is what happens when you got a weak leader. I think we should put a stop on this mission. We should go back to the helicopter and get the machine killer carbine.
I think they need it for something else.
I think it doesn't matter what they need it for. What matters is what we need it for.
All right. When you're done giving me your amateur opinion, can you lift this corpse over so I can see if he's got any gun with him?
Doesn't have a gun. These monkeys don't know how to use guns.
Just flip him over. He's too heavy for me. Come on.
I'm going to flip it over in his direction.
My question is, like, is concrete looking at like dead apes' butts or like...
Well, he's considering it.
Oh, God.
What a shame. That was a nice one. Turns it over, rifles through its pockets.
Do I need to roll for scavenging and shit like that?
No. Well, first I'm going to go with Faraday. You find not a single one alive.
Okay. And in my finding of corpses, I don't find Largo's corpse, right?
Nope. Largo is not among those dead.
So presumably she was taken with all the other survivors on this island, okay.
But did you... I'm not there, but, like, did you check the buildings? Like, maybe they are hiding in the buildings, or...
I'm presuming Clayce is telling me this, right?
Yeah, I presume that you were just searching around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked everywhere.
So...
Can I do a comprehend check to see, or, no nature or something? To see if I knew that us as apes had, like, any special artifacts that we, you know... had stored anywhere, like the doggos had, or anything like that?
Sure.
Okay. Which one do you want? No nature or comprehend?
Comprehend.
Okay. Gotcha. I'll roll in a sec.
So, concrete, you find a knife.
Excellent.
Two spears.
Wait a second. What else?
Did you get the two spears?
Yeah.
A bow.
Oh, that's nice. No arrows, but yeah, you have a bow.
Yep, no arrows. And a bat.
Do we have bullets from Truffaut?
That's how he's been using the gun. He took some bullets. I don't know how many bullets he took.
I think he got like 5 bullets or something like that.
Wow, he's practically Mother Teresa, that Truffaut.
3 bullets.
Which I don't know how many bullets he expended shooting down that drone.
So what's the stat for the knife?
Knife is 1 bonus, 2 damage. Arm's length, light weapon.
Arm's length, 1 bonus and 2 damage.
Yeah, light weapon.
And the spears?
Spears are bonus, 1 bonus, 2 damage, close.
You mean near?
Yeah, near.
This is a disaster. What are we doing? Can't have that happen to the rats and at the rabbits again. Well, at the rabbits, I don't care. But can't have that happen to the rats, too.
This is what happens. This is what happens when you don't have weapons with you.
And you were... Okay, well, he is... BRB. And there's one more thing that you find concrete.
Yes?
An automobile.
That sounds interesting.
Stop putting automobile in your deck, Clayce!
a dildo.
That's a way of life.
It's an extension of your limbs.
It's this large...
It's my wife's massager.
It's a very large, extremely soft and well preserved, comfortable chair.
Oh, it's a chair.
It's
a chair?
Yep, it's a chair.
Wow.
One of those like comfortable reclining chairs that you can kind of like one person couch, that kind of.
Oh, right.
But you cannot bring back that with you. Like, it's way too heavy. Are you going to bring back that like on the boat?
Oh, this is not working for me.
I'm sure you'll find a way.
Did you get the artifact that you found? If you want to bring it, that is.
A chair? Yeah.
It's a lazy boy.
Can I carry it by myself?
Well, it's quite a lot larger than you are.
So no.
Yeah, we're not bringing that back.
Excellent.
This is not going to go on the raft and then with us at the rat's place and then...
Right, yeah, we're not going to carry this fucker.
Bring it to the rabbits and...
Unless we, I guess we put it on fucking Tolkien's cart or some shit.
Unless we search in another medicine cabinet and find an automobile. Maybe.
On the island. Maybe. On the island.
Yeah.
Yep, and then we'll just have to, you know, build a ferry to bring the fucking car into the...
I can sit on this chair and you two carry me, you know? See, like,
do you still have the walkie-talkie? Maybe we can call the watchers to ask for help.
We'll just remove, we'll just remove the car's tires and we'll caulk it and we'll float it across the lake. That's how that looks, right?
Yeah, just really inflate them a lot.
So while he's finding artifacts, did I think of any place that we would have stuff?
Okay, yeah. You realize that in the greenhouse in the back there, Boar had kind of a little hideaway where he enjoyed sitting smoking his pipe and eating bananas
and ordering. Okay.
So if they're with me, I'll take them with me to go check out the greenhouse. If they're, you know, off scavenging somewhere else, then I will go on my own.
I'm actually way too curious since Boar... I wasn't thinking straight, but yeah, I'm really curious about Boar's places. I'm pretty sure he's an informant, so...
See if they, like, gave him cool shit, like, other interesting things that Boar, you know, information on them, yeah.
Yeah, I'm tired of helping Roy loot some bodies.
Yeah. Go so I guess you meet up with Faraday. Me and we go check out, like, the greenhouse and where I know Boar, like, lived, like, his den.
Did he actually live there?
Well,
he lived on that island, right? Yeah.
Well, he had a room in the house where you were captive.
Yeah.
But he did have kind of like his own little comfortable, relaxing area.
We should check
in the greenhouse where he spent most of his time.
Okay. We'll go check out those two areas. I don't think we need to worry about splitting up, and maybe we need help carrying or moving something. So, we'll just stick together, I guess, right? Crosby.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess we'll go check out the greenhouse first, right? Survey the damage, see if it got fucked up. We could also... you know what I remembered? That drone got knocked down somewhere around the greenhouse. We'll go check to see if they cleaned it up, if they took it with them, or they left it behind and we can, like scavenge something off of it.
You know what? Maybe we're going to find out that the Watchers are powered by animal, and this is actually just a huge... Like, the bad guy is actually Dr. Robotnik.
To bet there's not a hedgehog tribe.
So, like, actually, when he shot, he just shot an animal inside.
All right, so... Of the
so you guys proceed into the greenhouse,
mm-hmm.
walk through it. At least more than half of the glass panes on this greenhouse are now destroyed.
Good.
Okay.
One of the banana trees had been shot clean in half.
Nice. We did need to get food, right, for the rest of the people, because presumably they weren't able to carry a fuck ton of food with them.
Come on, even in fantasy fucking world, banana does not fill you up at all.
I'm just
you can have like a whole thing of banana and eat it and still be hungry.
I don't know,
but
Clay. Would that count as food?
Does that count as enough food
for people? Oh, we're in camp.
For a little bit.
All right, so we'll worry about. Carrying a bunch of the foodstuffs with us. We're still checking out for, you know, artifacts and whatnot. So, yeah, we'll keep going through the greenhouse.
Yep.
As you get to his little hideaway, you look around, and there is this white, well, it used to be white, now it's kind of yellowish, plastic box with some kind of pink symbol on it.
Haha, comprehend.
Let's both roll that.
I'm trying to comprehend as well.
I know better than you what it is, and I'm really fucking dumb.
That means you can teach someone else what this shit is, so I guess when we run into Roey, you can explain to him what that thing is.
Oh, describe it first. You said a white box, which is now yellowish, with a pink symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah. You open the box and...
Is that a med kit?
Yeah. Okay. You realize that you have seen this in, like, some page of an old magazine or something that you found in the badger habitats that when you're growing up. And it looked like they were helping, like this faded picture of a human was helping some other human. And he had an armband with the symbol on it, but it was kind of much clearer red in the picture. This one is faded and kind of pink instead of red. And it's kind of this cross on it.
So we opened up the first aid kit, and what's in it?
Again.
Morphium. Cocaine solution.
Roll of some white cloth. Little things with small white pills in it. A tape roll. Some pieces of other kind of tape. And some small metal tubules.
So, stuff for healing. It's much better than what we do, but I guess you should keep that, since you're pretty good.
Yeah, I guess I will add this first aid kit to my sheet, and we'll continue looking around the greenhouse, see if there's anything else.
There's also something right next to it. It's a... Well, kind of... It's a small, also kind of faded yellowish plastic thing, but much smaller. Looks like a little can or a bottle or something.
It's a what? It's a can or a bottle?
Yeah. It's got a lid on it, but it's kind of this yellowish...
Is there something inside? What if I shake it?
Yeah. Yep, it rattles.
Okay. Is there
comprehend checks?
Yep, if you want to join.
All right.
It's probably like alcohol for cleaning the wounds or something like that.
I'll teach you what it is. So.
These are all some small pills.
Okay.
There's... it's just one pill.
It stays up for 4 hours, call the doctor.
It's just one pill in this little bottle.
Okay.
Crap.
But you know that if you eat these pills, you will become calm and relaxed.
Okay. So, yeah, and since I got the extra success, I teach Crosby that.
It's tranquilizing pills or calming.
Okay.
I believe humans used to do that in magazines. They were called Doogie Howser's MD.
It seems like these are all medical supplies.
But you said there's one pill left in the bottle, right?
Yeah, just one pill left in the bottle.
I'd have to see about trying to remake it, but... Alright, so I have this one pill. Right, yeah, exactly. But I can dream, with my little ape dreams.
Anything else in the boar place?
Yeah, like a sweet pipe and tobacco? Come on, give it to us.
No, I mean like any... So.
No, I'm being serious about that pipe and tobacco.
Well, his pipe was on him when you saw him at the meeting. But you haven't seen it since then.
Yeah, I shoved it way up his ass.
It'll come out in a few days.
Yeah.
Alright, so, like Crosby said, anything else in this greenhouse, or do we need to go to the house?
As you're kind of looking around, you're just about ready to leave, and you suddenly, like, you just are about to turn, and you kick something that was under something kind of... You feel that you kick something.
Okay, what is it? Let me look down.
It kind of looks like Concrete's pistol in a way, but it's made from plastic. Like, it's white and red, and there's nowhere for the bullets to go.
A flare gun. It's a flare gun, but I roll comprehend.
You're not there.
All right, so we'll try and comprehend this thing that we know for sure
is a gun. Is it a flare gun?
Nope, it's not a flare gun.
It's a laser gun.
It's a laser pistol.
Oh!
Goddamn!
Now we just need to figure out...
Laser.
So do we know how we could fire it and everything? Like, does it seem operational, or does it seem like it's garbage just about?
Let's find out. put a banana on your head.
Let's play Russian roulette.
I'm gonna point at something and shoot at it.
It's got batteries.
You Ow. Point it and you pull the trigger. You can hear some sound from it. You're not sure. So you shake it a little bit, slap it, and then you try again, and you see, like, suddenly there's a red light, and boof! There's a red light from the pistol, and there's just a smoking hole where you pointed it.
Cool.
Well, that was rather impressive. It seems different from the other one we found.
Well, I have a slingshot, so, like, it's pretty amazing. Like,
right? Exactly.
Do you want me to keep it for you?
Ah, damn, laser beam's a must. In Wasteland, we trust with my wasteland
rifle. What do you need to roll to be able to be good with the laser gun?
Shoot.
Shoot? Okay. So who in our party has good shoot? Like, does it seems like it'd be stronger than the gun, right?
Now I'm going to have it.
Uh-huh.
And I will slide it in my scrap armor.
Okay.
And let's not tell the others, because I'll make a surprise of it.
All right. Well, it seems rather impressive as a weapon. So if that's everything we find, I think that's good enough. So yep. I'm going to go out back around the greenhouse and look for that drone that got shot down, if it's still there.
There's a kind of a hole in the ground, but there's no drone there.
Okay, so it looks like they cleaned it up. So they took it, presumably, right? Because it seemed like it was pretty dead, though. Okay. So we know then that they're trying to protect their shit by, you know, scavenging their own dead. Okay. So then we'll continue to the house and look around in there, see if we find any other cool stuff that we need to take home. And then on the way out, we'll go grab the, you know, food from the greenhouse and take it across the bridge and leave, I think, because this will be the last area we needed to check. Sounds good?
Sounds good.
Yeah, you don't find anything else really worth taking.
Okay.
I'm actually not that bad in shoot.
Oh, cool. So it adds like a decent gear dice to it. We'll get the stats like later, so we'll check it out.
So at the camp, like, I have a question. Like, is Boar, where is he? Like, is he strapped to a tree or something? Like,
if you want him to be,
well, I guess we secured him, so he can't be. Like, I guess he's like strapped to a tree or something. Like, I want to go to him. Like, I guess he's still unconscious.
He's not moving, at least.
Okay, so I just go towards him. I just look at him angrily. I just punch him in the face.
Why are you punching a bound captive, rabbit?
I just say, like, asshole, and I point at him. I just go back, like, towards the other apes. Like, I just ignore him. Like, I just wanted to punch him in the face.
Okay. So I'm guessing the crew on the island will be heading back once they've searched. Are you bringing the lazy boy chair?
Of course we bring it with us.
It takes up half the boat.
You sit on it like the whole ride, I guess. Like,
yeah.
How are you just like traveling around with a lazy
slaves? Like, go towards the camp. Like,
sitting on it like the king of the world, basically.
It's kind of precarious because when the boat starts to move and you're sitting high a bit above the boat, it's very wobbly.
Are you on it?
Of course I'm on it. Roll, bitch.
Yeah, I would say you should roll to see if you don't fall in the water, but I'm just saying I'm not there.
Considering
why
really pushing you out
like
right
so
now.
Complicated.
Well, you guys make it to the back to the shore.
Yep.
What do you do?
Actually, why are you bringing the lazy boy?
Listen, we need some comfort. And this thing is super soft. Check it out. Come on.
I've got something even cooler. And I pull out my laser rifle, my laser pistol, and shoot the lazy boy.
I snort, like, in amazement, like...
like, really fuck up the lazy boy.
At first, there's just a hole in the lazy boy, and then you see smoldering inside the hole, and smoke coming out.
Why have you done that to my lazy boy?
Because it's amazing, and I'm going to throw a laser pistol. Try it.
You want me to can I keep this gun for you?
Can what? I threw it at you. Try it.
I'm taking the gun and I shoot it like a tree.
Oh, shoot at the lazy boy. You're not gonna.
No, what? It's like, it's mine. I can't shoot it. All right, I shoot the lazy boy.
Yes.
It catches fire. It
oh, great. Wonderful.
Let's
So now you have a fire in the boat.
Well, we're on the shore now.
Yep. Well,
yeah.
Oh, the lazy boy was still in the boat?
Yep. And there's a fire on the beach. The water. Near your camp.
It's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea. That was stupid. I just I handle him back the pistol and no, I just say, look what you've done!
Oh, you don't want to keep the laser pistol?
And I just grab all the water that I got and I just pour at it. I've got like 7 rations of water.
Oh, what?
Well, you put it out. It's now very soaked and there's like a head-sized hole in the back of the lazy boy. And it's kind of sooty and...
So I came back and I hear that you guys shot the lazy boy with the laser pistol?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to bring it.
Okay,
it's not my fault.
I think I'm going to call the game now because we're starting to run out of time.
Yeah.
No problem.
You didn't want to keep the laser pistol? Concrete? Roy?
Sorry. You're muted. What?
Did you not want to keep the laser pistol?
Yeah, I wanted to keep it, but I'm giving it to you because I don't want to take all the blame for the fire and losing all the water and shit. All
right, keeping the laser pistol then.
All right, so I guess we just
here
lost
I was
water,
sacrificing
we
something
take
for my
everything
buddy.
Else back. Okay.
Okay. So I'm just going to go through these items quickly here. So we have them and then XP. So we're done at normal time. I can stop the recording.